proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Today we go to another place in Israel that I find absolutely fascinating. In fact, it's one of my favorite places, and for many others who come to the Holy Land. So let's go up north now, and we will talk today about Caesarea Philippi. One of the most powerful places to visit in Israel is in the northern area near the Lebanese and Syrian borders. Welcome to the Banias. From here comes the headwaters of the Jordan River. This was an ancient Roman city that was originally called Panias because of the god Pan. Later on, when the Muslims took control of the land, the name was changed to Banias. The simple reason is based in the pronunciation, as in Arabic, they do not have the P sound, so it comes out as a B sound instead. Herod Philip, also known as Herod the Tetrarch in the Bible, built this place in honor of Caesar Augustus. Therefore, it is referred to, as we find it here in the Gospel account, as Caesarea Philippi. Now, if you head north of the Sea of Galilee, about 25 miles, you will come to this unique place. The ancient city is located on the southern end of Mount Hermon in the Golan Heights of Israel. Today, this city sits in ruins and is open as a part of the National Park Service. This city began during the Greek period in the 3rd century BC. The people who first settled here built a cult center of worship of the god Pan. Now, Pan was the goat-footed god of victory in battle, desolate places, music, and goat herds. This is where we get the words like pandemonium or panic, because he was the creator of panic in the enemy. There was a temple there during the 1st century that was dedicated to this god. Even today, you can see the niche in the rock wall where Pan and other Greek gods were worshipped. This was definitely a pagan Gentile environment. There was a river that flowed to what the people believe was to the underworld. This was a river called Styx. Sacrifices were thrown into the cave where the river flowed. The people of the city then waited upon the approval of the gods for the matters of their lives. To the Jew, this pagan place was unsettling. This is the same place where Jesus and his disciples came to visit, and where Jesus gave an important challenge to his followers. Even though they may not have entered into the city itself, they were definitely in the vicinity. One of the gospel records of the story that we read is in Matthew 16, verses 13 through 16, where it says, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.' He saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" The significance of Peter's answer is great. Here he is in a place that is hostile to the one true God, saying that Jesus is the Messiah. This was a bold stand that we sometimes take for granted. Times may come where we will also have to stand for the truth of God. He does not want us just to believe it, but to do something with it as well and to live it in our lives. In this world, there are many who have come and gone saying that they are the way of truth. Just as Jesus asked Peter this important question, he also asks us today, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" C.S. Lewis famously once said concerning the claims of Jesus that he was either a liar, a lunatic, or he was Lord. You cannot be neutral about Jesus. Have you accepted him today? Have you asked him to forgive you of your sins? Is Jesus the Lord of your life? I encourage you to think about this all-important question and respond to God's call. Also, as we talk about Israel and Caesarea Philippi, I just want to mention that IBJM does host an annual trip to Israel. Invite you to contact us here at IBJM. Go to ibjm.org or call us at 423-876-8150 for more information about this trip of a lifetime. And also, as we close this program, let's be mindful of the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.